The investigation into the shooting of 5-year-old Amy Hayes is continuing. Hayes was shot Monday night in West Baltimore while she was on her way to the corner store to get a juice. Last night, dozens of police officers and police chaplains joined Hayes' family members and neighbors for a community walk. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden was there and has this report.
Amy's great-grandmother watched her as she walked to the corner store at 6 p.m. And then she watched the little girl fall to the ground, caught in a crossfire and wounded. Last night, she sat by that same window.
I think someone was after somebody in the neighborhood. This wasn't a bad block for shooting. It was a lot of guys that hung around, but shooting, no.
She's lived in this neighborhood for about 8 years. But she says Amy's getting out of here.
She's going to go with the other grandmother.
She's going to live with
the other grandmother.
Okay, and mm-hmm. She lives in Baltimore?
Yeah, she lives in Baltimore, yeah. When the mother's home, so she's going to be with her mother. And also, me too, but she's going to be with the mother. Mm-hmm.
So that's really what it's like. You just have to find the safest neighborhood, and that's
where the baby goes. I don't think it's none.
There's none.
I don't think it's no safe neighborhood.
Police say they believe the shooter was in a car, and there were people on foot. Out on Mosher Street, some in the crowd held signs that said, "Pray for Amy," and others stood by Mylar balloons tied to a streetlight. Keisha Garris stood there with her 9-year-old daughter, Amaya Graham, a friend of Amy's. She says they were just playing together last week.
We was playing at the park, and we was playing basketball. I had to pick her up to try to shoot a hoop.
Garris wraps her arms around her daughter. Her chin rests on Amaya's braids. They've lived in this neighborhood for 7 months. Amaya says her mom always tells her, if she hears gunshots, to get down on the ground.
When I heard Amy got shot, I was in there talking to my godfather, and all I heard is bow, 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 bow. So my mother said, when I ever hear a gunshot, knock down on the ground. So I ducked down on the ground, and I crawled to my mother. I was like, Mommy, Mommy, I heard a gunshot. She was like, okay.
Amaya says she wants Amy to come home. She can't wait to play with her friend. Kia Morton, 40, is also from the neighborhood. She was watching the crowd and standing near the great-grandmother's open window.
She was my chill.
She is.
She is my chill. I'm sorry. Yeah. She is my chill, right.
Yeah.
Because she ain't going away, my bad. Yeah, it's my cousin, my little cousin.
She says she's related to Amy's father, who was also the father of Taylor Hayes, who was shot in a crossfire last summer while riding in a car. She says she's not angry, but she is fed up.
When you see drug dealing in the neighborhood, do you call the police?
No. I mean, actually, I'm my business. I don't want no problem, so yeah, I ain't doing that. Somebody gonna get in trouble. Yeah, I ain't with all that.
Lieutenant Colonel Cherie Briscoe, commander of this police district, tries to answer residents who ask why police don't come to their neighborhood and do something. Something that will have an effect on the crime they see. Briscoe tries to inspire some semblance of unity.
We have to set aside our differences and focus on what's important. That's keeping our community safe, and especially our children.
What do you say to folks who are scared to call the police because of retaliation? Like the real fear that if they're caught talking to the police, their family's in danger.
That's a real fear, but is it not still a real fear when you see a 5-year-old child struck? And 24 hours later, we should have some solid information.
And we don't have anything yet.
At this point, we do not.
I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.